WTAQ News continues.
Our sincere sympathy goes out to the family, Danny, all his friends. It's a hard time for them.
Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy. Brown County Sheriff's Office believes a body found Tuesday is missing Wrightstown teenager Daniela Velasquez.
The 17-year-old was last seen at her home on Louise Drive at 10:30 p.m. on Saturday when she told her mom she was going on a drive. Brown County Sheriff's Office Captain David Petit shares what happened early Sunday morning.
Sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. We know that her vehicle went off the road into the ditch on Blake Road just south of Highway 96.
Petit said she was found about a quarter mile away from her car and was not prepared or dressed for winter weather conditions.
Make sure you have food, water, some means of staying warm, whether it's a sleeping bag or a blanket or something of that nature, and some way of calling for help.
Velasquez likely passed of hypothermia. Petit said there's no reason to suspect foul play and believe this was a tragic accident. I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.
A man identified as a person of interest in a double murder on Green Bay's east side facing charges for allegedly cutting off his electronic monitoring bracelet. Richard Sotka has not been charged with the murders of the women found in a home on LK Lane, though GPS records tie him to the scene. Sotka was eventually taken into custody Sunday in Arkansas. The attorney for a teen charged in a Green Bay murder wants his statements to police tossed out. Meanwhile, an April 25th trial date was set at a hearing on Tuesday. Jeremiah Robinson, then 15, allegedly shot and killed a man outside of the Walgreens on the corner of Oneida and Mason Streets last February 18th. Some Northwoods snowmobile trails could close if riders don't start behaving themselves. The Northwoods region has seen a large number of snowmobile-related fatalities in the last week, prompting the DNR and local clubs to put out a call urging riders to stay safe, even though conditions have been ideal for riding in the last week and a half.
We're a little late, but we're making ice. Cold weather finally came.
A recent bitter cold weather has been good for ice cover on the Lake Winnebago system. Fishing clubs say with ice thickness now over a foot, they've been putting out tree lines and bridges over the cracks, allowing for heavier vehicles to travel on the ice.
Well, everybody wants to get out and start scouting for sturgeon spearing, so the sooner we get them out, the better off we're going to be.
It all comes ahead of sturgeon spearing season, which is set to begin February 11th. Milwaukee Bucks are warming up, even though the weather outside is pretty cold. The Bucks won their fifth game in a row last night, 124-115 over the Charlotte Hornets. Score tied at halftime. The Bucks ride 34 points and 18 rebounds from Giannis to the win. Milwaukee two games off the lead. In the NBA East, the Bucks welcome the LA Clippers to town tomorrow night. Your next on-air news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Find the latest news updates any time of the day by going to WTAQ.com. I'm Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News Time, 508.
It's warming up a bit the next couple of days. For today, mostly sunny, high near 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of flurries and breezy, high near 21. On Friday, mostly sunny and cold once again, high only 5. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak. For News Talk, WTAQ.